Every Friday, we welcome in John Parker Wilson, thanks to our friends at Crane Works.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, Crane Works, Rental Works, yeah, the big dog's got it.
John Parker Wilson on McElroy and Kublik in the Morning is brought to you by Crane Works. Lift it, buy it, rent it, the big dog's got it. Now, John Parker Wilson.
John Parker, always great to have you in on a Friday. College football playoff expanding to 12 teams. Good or bad for the sport?
I think it's good. I think, where we're at, where the state of football is right now, it was kind of inevitable. I think, we're at four teams right now. I heard it was Coach Saban talk about this, and I really agreed with him where, it was the first, we didn't want to expand the bowl games, or we didn't want to to keep them pristine, right? Well, I think expanding the playoffs would continue to do that and keeping the bowl games, like the Sugar Bowl. If Alabama goes Sugar Bowl, it's not the same as the playoffs, but if we expand it, it's going to be, it's going to be a bigger deal than it currently is. So I think it's good. I think it's not going to make every regular season game live or die, but it's going to make them important because you're going to get more teams in. There's going to be more people paying attention later in the season. I think that's good for college football. They're going to bring in a bigger part of the country also.
One thing I guess I have concerns about, like you referenced, I mean, some of the other bowl games, like the Citrus Bowl, for instance. I mean, we're now talking about a situation where it could be the 8th SEC team against the, 7th Big Ten team. That to me, I mean, that's a pretty big bowl game, but it's no longer significant. When you look at Alabama, if they were to make the playoff, for instance, this year, how disruptive do you think they would be?
I think Alabama would be pretty disruptive. I think, you look at the teams in front of us, I think we would compete really well against them. I think Alabama this year is could be a really good case study of why you would want to expand the playoffs, because here's a team that didn't play, great early in the season. And then, after the LSU game, it's kind of like it turned on a little bit. We started playing a little bit better. We played together. We had, we were streaky earlier in the season and then figured it out and got it going. And I think a team like Alabama this year and teams later, other teams like that, would do really good in the playoffs compared to other teams that, peaked early and are kind of fizzling out right now. So I think it would make things interesting. I mean, it'd be awesome. Look, I think anything playoffs, anytime you get into a tournament, it's fun, whether it's college football or NFL or, backyard horse games or whatever. Like, tournaments are fun. I think it'll engage a lot of people. I think a lot of people will be involved with it. A lot of people will be watching. But the other side of the argument too, though, is like the bowl games are pretty popular already, right? I mean, there's a lot the bowls, even the lower bowls are very highly rated. So football's popular, and I think the more we get of it, the better.
All right, John Parker, interested in your level of concern with some of the Alabama players that have hit the portal: Damian George, Christian Leary, Tommy Bowles, Trayshawn Holden. I do not believe Kyrie Jackson is in at the current moment, but that has been a bit of a tennis match back and forth with the portal. So I don't have the exact GPS location on his portal status. But of the players that we do know are in, is this concerning for you moving forward?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
No, I don't think I'm too concerned. Sorry guys. I got my kindergarten going to school right now. I'm not concerned. I think we always recruit well. I think we've had some big hits, some home runs in the transfer for portal the past few years. I think that'll continue. So I think that's just the state of college football that is today. That you've got, coaching staffs have to be able to adapt a ever evolving and ever changing roster throughout the season, throughout the year. Coaches are aware of that. They're doing risk management on position groups leaving and all this other stuff. So there's plenty of studies on what they need to do and who they pick up. You know, my question would be like, how much are our, staffers looking at other teams, because now you have to have basically a scouting department on who you're going to go pick up. And that's probably a lot of their focus right now after the season, getting ready for the bowl, seeing who we'd like to add to our team as players depart, as you get through recruiting. So it's just something that everybody has to be aware of right now. And I'm not too concerned that as an Alabama fan. Like, I have pretty good confidence. We'll figure it out and we'll make adjustments as needed.
John Parker,
that's all you can do right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree 100%. Always appreciate the time. Love visiting with you on Fridays. And as we know, each and every week you're brought to us by Craneworks.
And Craneworks with offices in Birmingham, Mobile, and Nashville. Craneworks is the Southeast leader in crane and equipment rental. Give the big dog a call for your next lift, machinery moving, or rigging project. And don't forget the Rental Works division with all their qualified operators, including aerial and earth moving equipment. Don't forget WasteWorksUSA.com for all your commercial and roll-off dumpster needs, and check out everything they got, the full lineup, at Craneworks.com.
Talk to you next week, John Parker. Thanks, man.
See you guys.
All right, John Parker Wilson joining us on the Bud Light Hotline. Carefully brewed with a clean, crisp taste. When there's fun, Bud Light is there.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.